It's going to be really quite windy through the rest of the week. Very unsettled. We've several areas of low pressure queuing up, which will bring lots of rain, lots of wind and very small dry gaps in between. By the end of the week, we are expecting it to turn much colder for Saturday. So some colder weather on the way for next weekend. Some wintriness in the showers as well. Now, at the moment, it's extremely wet, extremely windy. Winds are gusting to over 50 miles an hour in places. And in the last hour, there's been a quarter of an inch falling in just an hour around Murlough and County Down. So there's likely to be some flooding problems this morning, especially in and around the Mourns. The rain is on throughout the rush hour. It will slowly start to ease away from the west during the second half of the morning. So some drier weather to come this afternoon. Still very windy this afternoon. The winds won't really ease until late in the day, but at least it's mild. Temperatures will be in double digits again, up to around 12 degrees. The dry weather doesn't last long this evening. The rain returns. Rainfall warnings have been issued overnight, particularly in western counties, and that rainfall warning will still be valid tomorrow morning. So another very wet start tomorrow. Although overall tomorrow it will not be as wet. It will be a little bit drier and brighter, not as windy, but also cooler, temperatures of around 8 or 9 degrees. Wednesday night's likely to bring a frost, so that's probably the coldest night of the working week anyway. Thursday starts dry, but it will become very windy again. Another batch of wet weather to come in as well. More wet and windy weather on Friday, and then, as I said, it looks like it'll be colder by Saturday with showers turning wintry.